Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scorman joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming
Glad to be back, and you're stuck with me for a couple more years.
Yes, I just got, congratulations.
Elected to be president again.
Yes, congratulations. You had some...
There was a little competition.
And,
yeah, we fortunately have a council of nine very experienced, strong people.
And,
and so any of us can be leaders. It was quite an honor that I could do this again. But many of the other council members really deserve the same thing. So it's not easy, not an easy decision.
I'm sure. And it sounds like for the board, for the utilities, and for city council president and pro tem there, if they everybody just switched kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you kind of switch around and you try to have different experience each time, but I stayed the same.
So. Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Well, let's dive in, and lots to talk about this morning. And we have talked about this before. It's the accessory dwelling unit ordinance, and the city is reviewing this again, and it's been around for quite a while, hasn't it? But it has become controversial.
Well, it's become more controversial, and this is a tough one. We're getting a ton of emails and people really upset about it, because we were talking about opening it up to R1 zones, to where there's single family residential housing right now, and that would allow people to build an accessory dwelling for a much smaller unit, and hopefully something that was compatible and fit in with the original house.
Mm-hmm.
That would have to be owner occupied, and it could be something that they could do both for the grandmother or the kids who came back from college, or for a rental unit, either short term or long term. And many of these single family neighborhoods just don't want it. They feel like it's going to be hurt their housing values. It's going to create more congestion, more neighborhood traffic, and they bought their house knowing that this was an R1 zone. On the other side, it really does help with affordable housing. It's a way that the marketplace can be incented to build new units to help with people that can't afford the normal rents that are out there.
And is this going to be up for further discussion with the community and city council?
Yes, and so we're going to have another town hall about it before we even get to the discussion formally at council. There's so many pros and cons, and so many different ways that other communities have done this. So that's going to be probably at the end of the month.
Okay.
We'll probably deal with this in June. It will come forward. And not sure if council's going to go for it. It's going to be controversial for sure.
And speaking of affordable housing, the city has released, and asking everyone who is currently searching for housing in the city, released a survey asking for everyone's experience, really, because it's kind of becoming apparent, like the housing costs and salaries and stuff not balancing out quite.
Well, absolutely. There was a study done in 2014 that said we were going to be at 25,000 units short now in 2019, and that's probably true or even more, and we really want to know what kind of housing we're short of. It's not, we know that we have some problems with the homeless and transitional housing, but we think it's also workforce housing, people that are dental assistants or that are nurses' aides are really struggling. And then also senior housing is a big gap, and people are really struggling. Average rent is $1,100 a month for a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. The average median house price is $320,000. It's getting very expensive to live in Colorado Springs, and so we have to figure out ways to incent the marketplace to build more affordable housing, but first we want to get an idea of what kind of housing we need.
Okay, and that's where that survey comes in.
Yes.
And do we know when that survey is open until for everybody to go take?
I think it's going to go over the next couple months.
Okay.
And we really urge people to let us know what their issues are and how they're need to be addressed by the city, and we're going to do everything we can. We're going to turn over every stone. This ADU ordinance is part of that.
Yeah.
So some of them are controversial, but we want to make sure that we have as many options as we can for the people that just are everyday workers and need places to live.
And speaking of that survey, if you would like quick access to that link, you can find it on our website, krdo.com, to take that survey. And let's go ahead and take a break. And if you don't mind, let's talk about, there is discussion about a possible tiny home village here. We do see those starting in other communities across the country, but there is a model community, isn't there, that everyone's looking at?
There's one in Austin that's very successful, and we're excited about maybe having another version of it here.
Okay, so we'll talk about that and more. City Council President Richard Scorman next on KRDO's Morning News. Joining us this morning, City Council President Richard Scorman is here, and we were talking before the break, tiny home village, and that's it's something we're seeing in communities across the country. Is that something Colorado Springs is looking at?
Yes, and there's one model that we're really excited about. It's in Austin. It's called Community First. I'm going to go down with some other elected officials and staff to look at it at the end of this month, but we're very excited because the principals who were involved in that one are willing to move here. And one of the people who was the chair of the board and another person who was really involved with starting it up, and they want this to be the second place where they can really put this village together. And what's great about it is that they put the homes together very inexpensively, up to $10,000, $15,000 each, because they intentionally don't have kitchens or bathrooms. And the reason why is that they want the community to be able to use group facilities, so they're not isolated, and then they have dignified work on the campus, and they also have, you know, a tiny home that deals with substance abuse 24 hours a day, mental health 24 hours a day. They even have a hospice facility and a health clinic, but they have a convenience store. They do movies on the weekends. A cinema and draft house does movies. There's a Toyota dealer that does detailing there, and so the people have to pay rent. And if they can't find good work, that they'll work at the village itself to help maintain that. But it's been very successful. They've had a 80% retention rate. People like to be there, and then the community has really stepped up and given them a lot of money. And there's a funder that's willing to do that here.
Okay.
And lots of other nonprofits that want to help with the operation. So this really could happen. 250 units.
Wow.
And that would be significant. And if you add that with the Greenway Flats, 65 units, and the 50-unit Liberty Heights permanent supportive housing, both of them are going to be online this year. That's 365 homeless people that we may be able to take off the street. And these are the people that are chronically homeless.
And the ones that, the hope is to try and get them back into working and on their own, right?
Yeah, and on their own. Mm-hmm. Everybody pays rent, and they're all constructive members of this community. It's not for the hipster homeless, you know, the drifters, the people that are roaming around the country, but really people that just have mental or physical health problems, substance abuse problems, and they just need to have that kind of supervision.
And really quick, before we have to go, it looks like a normal meeting is having to be moved, changed time. Is that right?
Yes. Our normal meeting next Tuesday, we're going to start at 9 in the morning because there's an appeal of a Broadmoor exhibition hall that we know is going to take a long time. So at 1 o'clock, we're only going to have citizens discussion and then the Broadmoor land use issue.
Okay.
And the rest of the council meeting is going to be at 9 in the morning. And we just decided we didn't want to be late into the night.
Got it. Yeah.
And so we're going to try to keep clear thinking and not be too sleepy.
Well, thank you so much for coming in for all those updates. And we look forward to talking to you next month as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. 7:51 now at KRDO's Morning News.